Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have The Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get The Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
In-depth conversations, matchup breakdowns, analysts on every game. Everything a Steelers fan could want. This is Fourth Down in the Steel City with your hosts, Adam Crawley and Colin Dunlap.
Segment 2, Episode 5, Fourth Down in the Steel City. He's Colin Dunlap. I'm Adam Crawley. And Mike Tomlin was on the NFL Network, and he said to Kurt Warner exactly what he's looking for in a starting quarterback. And it's not the ceiling, Colin. It's not a guy who can make a bunch of splash plays. It's the guy who can make the routine plays, who can be accurate, who can stay on schedule. For lack of a better term, it's a guy who can manage the game. Is it okay that I hear that? And I think that was some rationale behind picking Kenny Pickett. And it worries me a little bit, Colin, that they picked Kenny Pickett because they think he's safe. And they didn't pick Kenny Pickett because they think he's going to be the best quarterback or have the highest ceiling out of the draft.
I've been really thinking about this. Maybe it's just word soup. Because here's why. If that's really the case, that they want a game manager, the safe guy, why the hell did they draft two receivers then? Why did they do that? Why wouldn't they have just lived with Mitch Trubisky and drafted an offensive lineman then to keep Mitch Trubisky clean or Mason Rudolph clean? Why do they need three quarterbacks then potentially? I think Mike Tomlin maybe got caught up in describing something and really doesn't feel that way. Although I will say this. Mike Tomlin has been ultra conservative, especially in games on the road, it's gotten increasing over the past 40 or 50 games. That is for sure. Yeah. Like, there's no question about that. I think that what he was also maybe saying was somebody has to start at that level and then they grow into having the leverage to go ahead and play out of that role some.
Yeah. And if that's what he meant, then that's totally fine, honestly, that they just don't trust Kenny Pickett to be that on day one. Now, I'll still say if they were planning on redshirting a rookie either way, I still would have gone with the guy with the higher ceiling. But your point about Tomlin's a good one, and it's something that I'm a little bit worried about because for so long, and by so long I mean the entirety of his Steelers coaching career, Mike Tomlin has had Ben Roethlisberger, the Hall of Fame quarterback, to lean back on to win games, to make plays, to dazzle and put up points. And now he doesn't. And now he's got guys he might not necessarily trust. And if he doesn't trust them now, okay, when will he trust them? I'm not sure. When you become uncomfortable, when something changes, I think in life, you grab your little security blanket. You find something that's comfortable to you. Mike Tomlin probably feels like he's in a lot more control of wins and losses, the outcomes of these games, because he's a defensive guy, his defense is winning games. And by that, I mean the offense isn't losing games. And you brought it up on the morning show, very Bill Cowher-esque. Now, Bill Cowher's a great coach, and you can win games this way, no doubt about it. I don't think you can win a Super Bowl that way, though. And so I'm a little bit worried that Mike Tomlin is now latching on to what's familiar and comfortable to him, which is defense and trying not to lose games.
Yeah, I am too. We'll see. We'll see what he lets Mitch Trubisky. Mitch Trubisky is going to be the starter on this football team. I have like no doubt. And we'll see what he lets him grow into. I do have a fear though, because this has happened with Mike Tomlin in the past, that he gets a 3-point lead. He even gets a 7-point lead. He gets, you know, and it's the middle of the third quarter, and all of a sudden you feel like, I don't know, you feel like you're watching one of the service academies. And you said, what the hell is this offense? Just go ahead and score some more points and put this team out of its misery if you can, as opposed to running the football 3 yards in a cloud of dust or 1 yard in a cloud of dust and then punting the football. That he has to allow one of these quarterbacks, and again, I think it's Trubisky, to try to win games as opposed to sit there and try to not lose games.
Totally with you. And you can't not lose your way to a championship. It just doesn't work. Ask Atlanta up 28-3 when they decided, you know what we're going to do? We're not going to lose this game. And then what happens? You lose. You got to go take the thing. Think about the quarterbacks in this freaking league. Think about the quarterbacks in the division, for God's sake. Think about the quarterbacks in the AFC. You're going to beat them. You're going to beat. Let's just think about this. You got Tom Brady and the Buccaneers coming to town at some point this year. You're going to beat Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers by Mitch Trubisky not losing, in air quotes, football games? I don't think so.
Josh Allen converted more fourth downs in one game than the Steelers have in the last decade. I mean, seriously, think about that. Think about what's happened. It's about taking some risk with the offense, and I'd like to see the Steelers do that some more.
More valuable signing for the Pittsburgh Steelers, Colin. David Morehouse or any of the players that they've signed this offseason or drafted this offseason?
Well, I think I'll play along.
Yeah, play along. If Kenny Pickett pans out, obviously, okay, that wins. But, like, this David Morehouse bringing him into the fold, I think it's a pretty big deal.
The Steelers will get one of these two things, if not both. A almost unrecognizable, severely upgraded stadium that they play in, and or one of these two things or both, and or a totally new practice facility and team headquarters, perhaps even much like the Penguins in Cranberry. It could even be moved out of the South Side and be a suburban oasis in a suburban palatial estate for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And maybe they'll sell the South Side off to Pitt. Pitt's side of it is better as it is. Pitt can have that. It makes a lot of sense for me. Why wouldn't, if you have, first of all, almost all the players live in the North Hills anywhere, at least the established ones. Second of all, you have the tax break that you're going to get if you go and you move it into Butler County like the Penguins do. Third of all, you can align with UPMC, and that's fine. Like, the Penguins have aligned with a healthcare provider. You could build it. You could build another facility up there. The facilities, it's no huge deal down where the Steelers on South Water Street is. It's kind of okay, but it's not this gigantic sort of rehab situation. It could be expanded out in the North Hills. Third of all, or fourth, I don't know what point I'm on. What the hell? It's accessible with a bunch of highways, with the Cranberry Connector and with 279, the Turnpike. It's 79. It's very, very accessible. So all that being said, and you look at Minnesota. Minnesota is the model. Like, they have a new one, a pretty new one that is palatial and incredible and nice, and it's just where they go and practice. I don't know if – and plus you have the Steelers right now. They're in the heart of a very populated area.
Oh, my God.
And it forces this aura of somebody's always watching us. We're putting big nets up because of the freaking FBI building. And who's up on that hill across from the railroad tracks? Well, I appreciate all the stuff that comes with, well, there's a train going by and it's the heart and the fiber of the city. You can't tell me that the brass wouldn't want something to where they have their own compound, you know, that they have their own place out kind of in the middle of nowhere. And I can foresee David Morehouse trying to gather the political pool, the construction pool, and trying to just link all the important people together and getting something like that done on top of and or a big time stadium upgrade.
Well, and this is, I mean, it's just, you got to start following. Sometimes teams lie to you, right? They'll say, hey, here's what we're trying to do. Here's what we're interested in. But then if you sign three offensive linemen and a running back, you know what they're trying to do? They're trying to run the ball. They're telling you exactly what they're doing. The Steelers just got rid of Hines on their stadium. Now they name it Acrisure. They're an extra $10 million a freaking season. And now you've hired David Morehouse. What are they telling you? something that they got going on ain't good enough right now. And they know it, and they got to fix it. And it's obvious, whether it's the facility on the south side, whether it's the stadium, whether it's both, is yet to be seen. But I think that's well said by you. You said today, though, this is wild by you, Colin, that you wish that you could go back in time on a time machine and have them put up a dome at Heinz Field. Sacrilege, my friend, sacrilege.
I know a lot of people feel that way. I just feel like that if there was a dome on that place, and look, we all grow and we get older. When Heinz Field was first built, I was still at the point in my life where I was doing Jaeger bombs and then maybe after the game drinking aftershock. So there was that, but I'm just at a different point in my life. And you also get keen to what makes the money. It's not three guys from Millville that go and eat wings and go head down to the game and then take an Uber home and, you know, and spend a couple bucks on beers. That's not what makes it money. What makes it money are the big dollar people, the corporate dollars and whatever. And to have a much more cushy stadium, to have something that was more temperature controlled and to have a different environment, I think the Steelers would be better situated right now to move into the future without a full-blown overhaul if they had a roof on that place and it was essentially a building. I would never have, I'm 45 years old. I'll be 46 in December. I never would have said that. How old is the place? 18 years? I don't know.
21 years old.
21 years. I never would have said that when I was, you know, 25. I say it at 45.
Should they maybe have considered building an underground stadium, Colin? Have there been any underground stadiums? Morehouse, get your ass on putting this thing under the freaking earth. You want to talk about space, Colin? You could put a stadium underground, and then on top, you could build something else.
Well, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Do the UTEP Miners have an underground stadium? That's all I could think of.
If they don't, they're really missing a huge opportunity.
Yeah, they're the ones. Or the 49ers. Well, they're more above ground as they pan for gold. But no, I would have put a roof on it. I definitely would have put a roof on it. But again, that's hindsight. You know, I get it. Our memories are wonderful as they are. Troy Polamalu returning the interception from Flacco. The big games that have been there, all the stuff that's happened at Heinz Field, the hard-hitting game against Baltimore, all of that. We get it. I understand it. The games against the Patriots, even though they lost, you went into them, you didn't think they were going to lose. Just all those big memories, and they're in that open-air, cold kind of situation. And before they closed it, you know, before they closed the one end, how many times they talked about how difficult it was to kick there and how Jeff Reed was so good at that and everything else. But I just wonder if they had a do-over, if they would have put a roof on it.
They're putting it underground. Up next, a player is aging right before our very eyes, and I don't know that anybody really has thought much about it, but I have. It's fourth down in the Steel City.